Brett and Cubettes softball is on the air. KWHI's broadcast of the Cubettes game against Montgomery is made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. The pregame is sponsored by K&H Portable Toilets, Modern Air Solution, Bilski Waterwell Services, Computer Helpers, Apple Ford, Brenham National Bank, 3F Tree Transplanting Services, J&J Packing, Woodson Lumber Company, Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation, Wellman Insurance Agency, Citizen State Bank, BVR Material, Cold Course Food, Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts, Nathan's Barbecue, DDM Pipe and Steel, Lynn College, Tegler Toyota, J&A Roofing, Bank of Brenham, HEB, Collier Construction, and Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham. We'll go out to the field with your hosts, Doug Brown and Tommy Lange, after these words from our sponsors.
Are you looking to add shade trees to your new or existing home or replace new ones in your pasture? You should contact 3F Tree Transplanting today. 3F Tree Transplanting offers relocation services, clearing, and drip line installations, and they have a variety of trees, both big and small, for sale to go on your property today. For more information, call 337-2981 or go online to 3ftreetransplanting.com. 3F Tree Transplanting is proud to sponsor the 2024 baseball season for the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes and the Blend Bucks and Lady Bucks.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woodson Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woodson Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Cub and Cubettes, along with the Blend Bucks and Lady Bucks, a successful baseball and softball season. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced, select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
Sending money to family and friends is quick and easy with Zelle. Find Zelle in the Brenham National Bank mobile app. Money sent with Zelle goes directly from your checking account to theirs and makes it easy to split the cost of a dinner with a friend, send money for a birthday, wedding, or graduation gift. Zelle is wholly owned by Early Warning Services, LLC, herein under license. U.S. checking account or savings account required to use Zelle. Transactions between enrolled users typically occur in minutes. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking fun and easy. Member FDIC.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and we welcome you out here to Alumni Field, where it is high school softball action. Doug Brown along with Tommy Lange as the Brenham Cubettes get set to take on the Montgomery Lady Bears. And, I mean, this is an important matchup for the Cubettes because with the way the standings are right now, they, and especially after this past Tuesday night, or Wednesday's defeat against Lake Creek, Cubettes really have to run the table in order to get in the playoffs.
No doubt about it. Great point. Girls, you know, is one of those the other night, and you know, we've had a lot of disruption this week with the weather. Those things happen sometimes, but it's just plain and simple. They need to win from here on out, and it would also help if you could get a little lady luck along the way.
It certainly does. And you look at the schedule tonight, and on hand on the softball side, you got Lake Creek at Magnolia, College Station at Magnolia West. That's one the Cubettes are going to be particularly keeping their eye on because Cubettes will be having Magnolia West at Mag West on Tuesday night, and then Rudder at A&M Consolidated. Coming down to the wire, just three games left in the race for the four playoff spots, and we'll see how it all transpires. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll take a look at our district standings and a whole lot more as the pregame continues. And let's send you back to studios and let's hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
H-E-B is an avid supporter of today's youth and proud sponsor of the local sports teams. No store does more to bring Brenham families the very best at great low prices. H-E-B in Brenham has over 300 varieties of cheese, a full-service meat market with experienced meat cutters, plus fresh seafood deliveries daily. There's also over 1,000 wines, an artisan bakery, and hundreds of organics. See their circular for weekly specials and meal deals. They've got it all at H-E-B in Brenham, Highway 290 West and Highway 36 South.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
If you're in the Brenham area, don't let the team spirit stop on the field. Take charge. Load those buses and bring the whole team to Mr. Gaddy's Pizza to continue the fun. There's tons of parking and room for school buses. Bring the team and get the ball rolling at the all-you-can-eat pizza buffet, then play like a champion in their arcade filled with classic video games, Connect Four basketball, and more. After the game, head to Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham. You'll never strike out when you're bringing the whole team. Located just off of Highway 290 next to Flamingo Ranch.
Apple Ford is proud to be sponsoring Brenham's finest baseball teams in the area. Blinn Buck Baseball, Blinn Ladybuck Softball, Brenham Cub Baseball, and the Brenham Cubette Softball Teams. Apple Ford would like to wish everyone good luck who plays today. Stop by Apple Ford and meet with one of their helpful team members to assist you with ordering your new dream vehicle that will knock your expectations out of the park. Come on in today. Apple Ford, Highway 290 West in Brenham. You'll find Apple Ford is the smart choice.
And as we come back here, and let's take a look at our district standings. And right now, you got College State. We got College Station standing alone at the top of the district standings. They're 10-1 on the season. You got Annam Consolidated and Lake Creek coming tonight. They're tied for second place. They're both 9-2. Then you got Magnolia West at 6-5. And they're in fourth place. You got Brenham and Magnolia. They're tied for fifth at 4-7. And then you got Montgomery at 2-9. And then you got Rudder bringing up the rear at 0-11. So for the Cubettes, two games back at Magnolia West for that last spot. We have three games left to go. It's not impossible. It's a tough road, but not one that's not impossible.
It could happen, and as we just related previously, just plain and simple, think about getting a W tonight,
yeah,
and then we'll worry about Tuesday when Tuesday gets here.
Exactly.
Think about another W, but one game at a time.
Yeah, that's really, at this point, that's a great point, Tommy, is that really that's the only thing they really can do is just you can't really worry about what the other teams are doing, but just go out and take care of your own business.
No, that you know, we had that situation here a number of years ago with the Brenham Cubs. The Cubs had a situation where all they had to do was win the last game of the year. They didn't win the last game of the year, and it put them in a situation where it knocked them out of the playoffs. You win the ball game, you're in the playoffs, plain and simple. Think about it one day at a time.
Exactly. And also some of the other games going around, we're keeping an eye on the Burton Lady Panthers. They're in Iola tonight. Also, Somerville taking on Snook and Mumford and Normandy. You got Navasota at Belleville, Meadville at Sealy, Hitchcock and Hempstead, Waller at Klein Oak, Anderson, Shiro and Trinity, Midway at Bryan, Taylor at Giddings, LaGrange at Caldwell, and Yoakum at Columbus. We got more to come here on the pregame, but first let's send you back to the studios and let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
For quality water well pump repairs and installation, call Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They have over 30 years of experience and can get your water flowing again. Bilski works on all brands of water well pumps and tanks. Plus, they can improve your water's taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Get the best water out of your well. Call Bilski's Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job is too small. Bilski's Water Well Service also offers trenching services. Call Steve Bilski at Bilski Water Well Service for a free estimate.
Throw on your Cubs gear and get ready to cheer. Citizens State Bank is proud to be sponsoring the Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubettes softball teams. At CSB, we pride ourselves in always stepping up to the plate and putting you first. Not just in banking service, but in the community too, because our hometown is your hometown. Come show your Cub pride alongside of us during the Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubettes softball games. Citizens State Bank, hitting your standards out of the park since 1925. Local people, making local decisions. Member FDIC.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Need a new roof but don't know who to trust? There's no need to worry when you call a company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau like J&A Roofing in Brenham. J&A Roofing has been providing premier roofing services to the area for over 25 years. They specialize in all aspects of roofing, from new conventional to green energy-efficient roofs and repairs for both homes and commercial roofs. Call J&A Roofing today at 979-277-0625. J&A Roofing is a proud supporter of the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Buccaneers baseball softball season.
And as we continue with more of the pregame show, of course, tomorrow we're going to be out at Holt Park here in Brenham for the Buccaneers softball team doubleheader against Coastal Bend. That one's scheduled to get underway at 1 o'clock, 12:35 pregame. And we'd be remiss if we didn't wish congratulations to our good friend Rick Church yesterday, in case you hadn't already heard. Bucks picking up for Coach Church, career win number 1,000. 926 of those 1,000 wins have been right here at Blinn College, and Coach Church's 25th season, and it's just a terrific honor.
Oh, no doubt about it. Congratulations, Coach Church. We talked about it on Wednesday night, and we get together today. You've got all the scoop and all the great news, and now you can start working on the next 1,000.
Yep, exactly, and we'll see them tomorrow, as we said, 1 o'clock for the first pitch and 12:35 pregame here on KWHI. In the meantime, I also want to make mention Brenham Cubs. They're on the road tonight with their looking to extend their winning streak to four games as they take on Magnolia West. Cubs had a big win Wednesday night and looking to keep that momentum going. And then also coming up tomorrow, Blinn Buccaneer baseball team trying to they got San Jack at home, and that'll be a doubleheader at 2 o'clock, and Bucks having quite the game last night. They were down at 1.9-3, and they came back with 15 unanswered runs.
That was a wild one.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
And absolutely amazing. Well, we're going to take another break, and when we come back, we'll have our starting lineups. But first, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Well, so you got leaky pipes, clogged drains, or maybe an emergency plumbing situation. We've all been there. Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts is here. Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in Brenham, College Station, and Bryan. Y'all, they're equipped with the latest in technological plumbing tools. Dynamic Drains stands behind their workmanship for 2 years. See their complete service list on their website, DynamicDrainsTX.com, and check out their YouTube channel at Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts for all kinds of helpful videos and tips. Master Plumber's License number 40546.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
Hi friends, Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham. Whether it's between innings or a pitching change, a break in the action is plenty of time to use Bank of Brenham's fast and easy to use mobile app or online banking. By the time the action resumes, you could have checked balances, deposited funds, or paid bills. To learn more, go to bankbob.com or call us at 836-3332. Bank of Brenham is a proud supporter of the Cubs and Cubettes. Go Cubs and bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Member FDIC.
You didn't like nerds in high school.
Nerds!
You didn't want to know a nerd throughout your college years.
Nerds!
Now you're working, socializing, and being entertained online. Uh-oh, now you need a nerd.
Nerds? What is a nerd?
The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham can fix your virus.
Are all nerds as good as you?
Now it's time to take a look at the starting lineups. Starting lineups are brought to you by the Bank of Brenham. Bank with Bob, the Bank of Brenham, the bank you take with you, the bank you come home to. Your only downtown hometown Bank of Brenham, local, friendly, mobile, member FDIC. And for the visiting Montgomery Lady Bears, it'll be Maddie Tillman leading things off playing shortstop. Batting second, center fielder Kenlin Mills. Batting third will be the first baseman, Ireland Hamill. Batting fourth, pitcher Mealy Jordan. Batting fifth will be the third baseman, Haley Myers. Batting sixth, left fielder Hannah Pettyjohn. Batting seventh will be the catcher, Madison Harrell. Batting eighth, right fielder Kenley DeVries. Batting ninth will be the designated player, Tyler Kelly, and playing second base will be Michaela Hasselmeyer. And now for the Brenham Cubettes, their starting lineup will be Avery Maurer leading things off, playing shortstop. Batting second will be the center fielder, Hallie Scheel. Batting third, left fielder, Sarah Mabee. Batting fourth will be the first baseman, Kaylin Rodriguez. Batting fifth, third baseman, Andy Beckendorf. Batting sixth will be the right fielder, Kaylee Rodriguez. Batting 7th, 2nd baseman Mackenzie Tiemann. Batting 8th will be the catcher Stella Landry. And batting 9th will be the pitcher Kylie Baker. Those are your starting lineups brought to you by the Bank of Brenham. Back with more of the pregame after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Tegeler Toyota in Brenham will pay you cash for your car. Have an extra vehicle? Tegeler Toyota will buy it. Just bring your car or truck in with your title, and Tegeler Toyota will write you a check for it that same day. Still owe money on your vehicle? No problem. They'll pay off your vehicle and write a check for any equity today. If you're not using an extra car or truck, Tegeler Toyota wants to buy it. To find out more, just give them a call today or stop by Tegeler Toyota on Highway 290 Loop in Brenham.
Co-Course Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and surrounding areas, supports the Brenham Cubs, Cubettes, Blend Bucks, and the Lady Bucks, and wishes them good luck in the 2024 season. If you're looking for great food, fast service, and a friendly smile, head to Burger King in Brenham at 1107 North Park Street or in Chapel Hill at 9011 Highway 290 East. Choose from the Whopper, the Crispy Chicken, or the Spicy Crispy Chicken Sandwich. Don't miss these great sandwiches only at Burger King, where you can have it your way.
Almost every child in Washington County dreams of being one of Brenham baseball or softball legends. Collier Construction, along with parents, teachers, administration, and coaches, are proud of the young men and women and are here to support our youth of Washington County. Let's teach our kids the value of setting a goal and achieving it. Collier Construction in Brenham is looking forward to this year's baseball and softball season. Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohaim Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today. Or visit our website at WellmanInsurance.com for the location nearest you.
come back here to Alumni Field. They are introducing the Montgomery Lady Bears out on the field. And let's pick up the end of that. And then we'll have our Brenham Cabana lineups.
Madison Harrell. Right field, number 22, Kinley DeVry. Designated player, number 10, Tyler Kelly. And second base, number 15, McKaylee Hasselmeyer. The Lady Bears are coached by Danny Ramsey, Jason Crawford, and Jesse Miller. And now introducing the Brenham Cubettes, starting with the reserves. Number 2, Nevaeh Holmes. Number 5, J.C. Hager. Number 8, Della Jasinski. Number 11, Kinley Antoviak. Number 12, Heidi Busker. And starting for the Cabettes, shortstop number 4, Avery Maurer. Center field number 1, Howie Shields. Left field number 14, Sarah Mabee. First base number 20, Kaylin Rodriguez. Third base, number 15, Annie Beckendorf. Right field, number 17, Kaylee Rodriguez. Second base, number 9, Mackenzie Tiemann. Catcher, number 16, Stella Landry. And pitcher, number 18, Kylie Baker. The Cabettes are coached by Katie Roberts, Olivia Van Hook, Megan Whalen, and Ryan Campbell. If you would now please rise, remove your hats, and join in the singing of our national anthem.
K&H Portable Toilets, celebrating over 40 years of bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to Washington and the surrounding areas, festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Join K&H Portable Toilets in supporting the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes this baseball and softball season.
Barn dominiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Buildings has built their stellar reputation of customer service through 25 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
join Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation for the Senior Fan Drive in partnership with Traditions Healthcare. Now through Saturday, June 1st, you can help make a difference in the lives of seniors in need by donating new fans to the Margaret E. Blizzard Senior Activity Center. Your contribution will bring relief and comfort during the warm summer months. Donate your fans at Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center or contact Alice at 451-9592 for more information. Come together to support your seniors and ensure they stay cool and comfortable this summer.
Number six.
All right, here we go. We are ready to begin, and it'll be Maddie Tillman, Kenlin Mills, and Ireland Hamill to lead things off against Kylie Baker. Just in the way, top of the first inning, and pitch in there for a strike right down the heart of the plate, and it's 0-1.
That's a positive start.
Absolutely. And next pitch coming. That one's fouled back just to our right side over here in the press box. And it's quickly 0-2 on Tillman.
Gorgeous day for softball.
It certainly is.
Ooh.
That one looked pretty good from up here. Umpire does not give Baker the call. It's 1-2. And that one fouled away. Off to the right side, and its count will remain at 1-2. And down low ball. Two balls, two strikes now on Tillman.
Thought Coach Roberts may be in the dugout, but she's a spectator again.
Yep. And down low ball is 3-2. So after getting out in front, now Tillman has worked the count even. Worked to a full count, I should say.
That's your D work here, right here.
Boy, after being up 0-2, you sure don't want to lose a batter now.
Yeah, that one, a ground ball, that's going to scoot on through into right field for a base hit for Tillman to lead off the game. And now that'll bring up Kenlin Mills.
After that, number one, Kenlin Mills.
Go, Kylie!
Tillman with a leadoff opposite field single. And looking at the lineup for the Cubs, you got Stella Landry behind the plate, right side of the infield, Kaylin Rodriguez at first, Mackenzie Thiemann at second, left side, Avery Mauer at short, Annie Beckendorf at third, and Bill squares away to bunt and takes a strike. Into the outfield, Hallie Shield in center, flanked to right by Kaylee Rodriguez, and the left by Sarah Mabee. Next pitch in there for a strike.
Good. A beautiful pitch, knee high on the outside corner.
That's 0-2. Swing and a miss, got her on strikes. And that's one down.
Hey, good job there by Kylie Baker. Had one. Her pitch was off the outside corner and got her to go for it. Three quick strikes and a strikeout.
And now I'll bring up Ireland Hamill, the first baseman. Lady Bears in the black uniforms tonight. Got the purple socks and purple letters with white trim and purple numbers with white trim. And pitches a strike 0-1 on Hamill. And next pitch is a ball. Swung on a
pass, good fastball there, and it's 1-2. Yeah, that one's going to be fouled over to the right side past the batting cages. That'll hold a count at 1-2 on Hamill. Millie Jordan, the pitcher, would be due up next. And swing and a miss, got her on strikes and two straight strikeouts. Now for Kylie Baker, and that'll bring up Millie Jordan. Or Millie Jordan.
Got her on a really good fastball.
She certainly did. And first pitch in there for a ball.
That didn't look too bad either.
Yeah, I thought it was a pretty good pitch. And that one sent out the center. And that's going to drop in front of the shield for a base hit. And so now Montgomery's got two runners on. And that'll bring up Haley Myers, the third baseman.
Up the bat, double zero, Haley Myers.
Run here, Kylie!
Good working, job. First pitch is up high for a ball, it's 1-0. In there for a strike, good pitch. Way to come back and get her.
Hey, good pitch placement there by Kylie Baker. Knee high, inside corner. Good pitch.
And that one fouled down the line.
Real good opportunity to strike out the sides.
She certainly does. That one popped up and that is going to go foul. Two runners on, two outs here in the inning. And this one, a ground ball, a second team, and that one throws on. New Kalen at first. And now we're tied to the side. So in the inning, there were no runs, two hits, no errors, and two left on. We go to the top of the, the bottom half of the first inning. It is Montgomery nothing. Cubbets coming into bat. Back after you hear these words from our sponsors.
Woodman Life. For life insurance and financial security, call Amanda and Russell Coring, Christy Milbrad, Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Head to Hart's Chicken in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham and get the all-you-can-eat chicken buffet.
See what the future has in store with Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center.
Enhance your business at your one source for marketing solutions, Branded Graphics, 2507 Becker Drive in Brenham.
Select Furnishings, located next to Brenham Dodge, making your house a home for over 27 years.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Call Climate Defense Systems, 979-353-2537 to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
All Right Custom Movers are here for your moving needs, from packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture. Call 979-337-4285.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Horseshoe Junction, Brenham's family fun pack. Mini golf, laser tag, rock walls, go-karts, and arcades with prizes. Eat, play, repeat.
Hey.
All right, as we head to the bottom of the first inning, and for Montgomery, it is going to be Maylee Jordan in the circle. She'll be working the Madison arrow behind the plate. Right side of the infield, Ireland Hamble at first. Michaela Hasselmeyer at second, left side. It's going to be Maddie Tillman short. Haley Myers at third in the outfield. Kendall Mills in center. Anna Pettyjohn in left. And Kelly DeVries in right. And Avery Maurer to lead it off for the Brenham Cubettes. And the first pitch is taken for a strike, and it's 0-1. And the next pitch is taken for a ball. Yeah, I was looking down there. I see Mr. Mayor has made it here tonight.
Yes.
And that went back to the pitcher. And she's going to throw on to first and get the out.
Pretty good snag there by the pitcher.
And that's going to bring up Hallie Scheel.
Up to bat, number one, Hallie Scheel.
Go, Hallie.
And takes the first pitch.
Man, I'm totally changing it up today.
And it's been taken outside for a ball.
Oh! I made it back just in time.
Yeah, coming into the game, she with a 407 batting average on the season.
She's pitching her pretty careful. You better watch. You're putting a key base stealer on base.
She'll have 15 RBIs on the season as well. Two doubles, five triples. Also a 455 on base percentage. And that's going to go up if she draws a walk there.
Well, won't take too long. We'll have a runner in scoring position.
Yep. And that's going to bring up Sarah Mabee. Maybe hitting 435 on the season. And she's got six homers, 32 RBIs. And pitch is fouled away for a strike. Those 32 RBIs are tops on the team. And she's also tied with Beckendorf for the team lead in home runs with six apiece. And that one up high for a ball. One on one count on maybe.
Are you ready, Mabel?
And a chopper to third. Third baseman up with it. Only play is to first, and that is out number two. Myers filled it up with Cleveland and then had to make the only throw she could. And now Kaylin Rodriguez, the batter.
Good job by Hallie, moving over to third on the throw.
And Rodriguez fouls that one away. And Kaylin on the season, hitting 303. And she's got two home runs, 29 RBIs. As this is one, the grounder to short. They'll throw on the first and get the out, and that'll retire the side. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on. We will go to the second inning. No score here from Alumni Field. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person with 3 Subway locations in Brenham.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
American Overhead Door Company, Brenham's original overhead door company since 1975. Call 979-836-4442.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution, with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
Calvary Baptist Church invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are. Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue. They're Nathan's. Call or find them on Facebook today.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains, plumbing, and drain experts.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street for recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
For construction equipment and tool rental, visit United Rental, where quality and service is the difference.
And on we go here to the top half of the second inning, and Baker gets set to deliver her next pitch. Swung out and missed, and it's 0-1.
Ooh, good high heat inside corner.
And next pitch is going to be popped up. And that'll be foul. Long look in, the next pitch, way outside of ball. Another one up high. And they're checking with the base umpire. Base umpire, of course, says no, she didn't go. And that one little flare, that's going to be caught by the pitcher. Nice play there by Baker. And that's...
Up to bat, number 5, Madison Harrell.
And now Madison Harrell bats.
I'm going to let you pick a name for that one, Doug. It's not a soft liner.
Yep. And pops that one, foul.
Take the hat off. Hey, the hat. You got the hat for a
good job, fans having a good time.
Yeah,
a little laughter down there.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you got to have.
Mm-hmm.
You ready, Kylie?
And the old dribbler up with it is Welker. Throws off the first. And that's two quick outs. And that'll bring up Kenley DeVries.
Up to bat, number 22, Kenley DeVries.
And the first pitch is in for a ball. Pitches inside for a ball.
Ready, Kylie?
Long again by Baker. Baker and in there for a strike.
Yeah, Kylie.
Mm-hmm. And that was up high for a ball.
Real great inning going. Don't want to lose this one.
So far, retire the first two. Needs one more. And loses her on walks. And that's ball 40 degrees. That'll bring up Tyler Kelly.
Up to bat, number 10, Tyler Kelly.
Next pitch coming is a ball. It's 1-0. That one just missing by Baker. That one in there, good pitch by Kyle. And it's 1-1.
Just came right back out with a good solid fastball.
And foul tip, that one hit off of Landry's mask. And it looked like for a minute there, the Coach Van Hook was going to come out of the dugout, but then for some reason stopped and went back. Thought you might even want to have a quick word with Baker. And outside for a ball. So far, Baker has not given up any runs. Just give him just the one hit. Next pitch. Looking for a ball.
Hit in the count. 1-2, and now I'm brought it up to full.
Yeah, she's been having to throw a lot of pitches this inning.
Yes.
And there we go. That's what we like to see. Swung out and missed as Kelly, and I believe we got three strikeouts. Is that what you got, Tommy?
You got it.
All right. So in the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors. One left on, and we go to the bottom of the second inning. Montgomery nothing, and Cubettes nothing. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Dahlman and Associates, your local Germania insurance agent at 310 South Bluebell Road, protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Smitty's Cafe and Bakery, 4355 US 290 in Brenham. Enjoy home cooking, not at home. Catering available.
Brenham Ironworks, for automatic custom gates and running metal building panels, trim, and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks.
If you have low credit, no credit, or bad credit, you can still get approved for personal loans at First Finance. Call 979-833. 1158 or stop by 305 West Main Street in Brenham.
Yum! Sweets and Eats, serving delicious pizzas, wraps, candy, homemade fudge, and ice cream in downtown Brenham.
Tired of high energy bills? Contact Climate Defense Systems to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
There we go. And a little Born to Be Wild there. And let's see if the Cubettes can get a little wild here as Annie Beckendorf comes up to bat. It'll be Beckendorf, Kaylee Rodriguez, and Mackenzie Tiemann batting here. And we were just taking notice outside the window here. Gwen maybe has got herself a new little friend.
Oh, yes. Oh, man, a new puppy. Oh, gosh. Keep me up here because I love them.
Yep. And pitches high, ball 1-0.
She could bring her in where we could get a closer look.
And Beckendorf smacks that one in the left field, a base hit. First hit.
We'd like to see.
First hit for the Cubettes this evening. And gets a runner aboard. Brings up Kaylee Rodriguez.
Kaylee Rodriguez.
just what we like to see, get the leadoff hitter on base. I'll rephrase that, leadoff hitter at the inning.
Yep. Squares away the bunt, and we'll pull the bat back. Takes ball one. And pitch to Rodriguez, and that is going to be looped into right field. Base hit. The Cubs have a couple of runners aboard to start the inning. And now that'll bring up Mackenzie Thiemann.
Tell you what, great piece of hitting there by Kaylee Rodriguez. Got a pitch on that outer part of the plate. Took it right on a line in between first and second.
And Thiemann lays down a great bunt. Pitcher up with it, and she'll fire on to first. But Thiemann does her job getting the runners moved over. That's one away. And brings up Stella Landry.
So a great opportunity here for the Cubettes to take the lead.
Up to bat, number 16, Stella Landry.
And Landry sends this one a high fly ball to center. And runners are tagging. Beckendorf coming home, and she will score on the sack fly. The overthrow to the catcher. And Rodriguez kept running, and she's going to score as well.
Great job over there by Coach Van Hook, waving Kaylee on also.
And so Annie Beckendorf has just scored the first run of the ball game for the Cubettes.
And a piece of hitting there by Stella.
And the first run of the game is sponsored by Texas Farm Credit. Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit financial services today and tomorrow, focused on helping you grow. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, rural real estate, or even a new home, consider Texas Farm Credit for your financing needs. And Kylie Baker to the plate. She has to help herself out with a bat as the Cubettes have taken a 2-0 lead here in the bottom of the second. And Baker going to smack that one foul down the right field line.
Hey, in the zone, kid!
Yeah, Baker can get on here. Then Avery Maurer will get a chance to bat. And change up. Wow, that was like one of the slowest changes I've ever seen in my life.
Slower in motion.
Yeah. And a pie for a ball. 3-1 count on Baker. And Baker fouls that one over. And that one fouled. That's going to go over the first base dugout and out onto the grassy area.
Getting a nice Cub crowd, a Cubet crowd.
Yeah, they're piling in here. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. And the pitch to Baker. A pie, ball 4. And so Baker will take the trot on down to first, and that'll bring up Avery Maurer.
Hey, right here, Debbie.
And DeVale Holmes going to come out and run for Baker.
I think he's going AG right here, kid.
Hey, keep it rolling.
Yep.
Avery Maurer.
and a miss. Runner going, and she's safe. Stolen base for Holmes.
Good jump there by Nevaeh.
And bounce up their ball, runner going. And Holmes is going to be in there with a steal of third base.
I'm there for you, kiddo, right here, I do.
There's $10. Nice.
One ball, one strike, two outs in the pitch. Way two balls on the strike. And now let's see if Maurer can get Holmes on. Man, that's going to be a base hit. She certainly does. And now we have Alex Shield.
Number one, Alex Shield.
Just jump. Go for it.
Are you ready, kid?
Runner going again, and throw down not in time. Maurer with the second steal of the inning for the Cavettes. Next pitch, outside of ball. And next pitch of ball again.
Go home!
And strike called. And let's see. Yeah, that one, I think, got a piece of her, and so she'll head on down, and she's going to keep right on running and make it into second base. And I'll bring up Santa Murph. And time is called. We're going to have a visit all the infielders and the catcher. I'm going to come in and have a word with the Montgomery starting pitcher for this game, which is Jordan.
Got your number three hitter up.
Yep.
Great opportunity here for the Cubettes to add to that 3-0 lead.
Yep. Partners at second and third. Two down. And maybe pops this one up. Center fielder coming in on the grass. Makes the catch. And that one tied to the side. But in the inning, the Cubettes do get three runs. Let's see. Three hits. And three runs put up on the board, and they lead it now. 3-0 Cubettes back as we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Reds.
A juicy burger, chocolate shake, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Whataburger, perfect at all hours of the day.
Sidell Schrader, striving to elevate and serve others by providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services to the Brazos Valley since 1967.
Naylor Floors, LLC. Experience of wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties, 1404 South Austin.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, celebrating 69 years of sales and service.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
Colwell's Chem Dry, your green and clean solution to carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout cleaning and flood restoration.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Las Americas Latin Cuisine, serving the best dishes and wine from different Central and South American countries.
And on we go to the top half of the third inning. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you as the Brenham Cubs lead the Montgomery Lady Bears 3-0. Yeah, first pitch is taken for a ball. Baker with a long look in and a pitch. That one foul up the third base side. Beckendorf gives chase, but nothing there. And that one, a ground ball short. And fires on the first high throw, but Rodriguez is able to pull it down. Nice play there. And that's out number one.
After that, number one.
Good play by Kaylin. She saved.
Fielded it very cleanly. Just a clean play at short there, and yeah. Avery just let it go and a little high, but great job by Kaylin. I mean by
Kaylin.
That was right. That was right. The first time Kaylin did a great job.
Yeah, got one out in the inning, and we got thrown off a little bit by the early start. We can go ahead and do our game time weather update. And that weather update brought to you by Blinn College. And right now we are calling for 74 degrees right now here in Brenham. Sunset scheduled at 7:51. And then during the night it is supposed to get down into the upper 50s. And then on your Saturday, sunny skies and a high of 82. Yeah, it looks good in our forecast all through the rest of all this week. And then a couple of chances for rain next week. And we'll keep you updated as to how those go. But that was our weather update brought to you by Blinn College. With the state's highest academic transfer rate and no tuition fees, Blinn's a great choice for your future. To learn more, visit Blinn.edu. And next pitch is a ball from Baker. And that is 3-0 now on Kinlan Mills. Mills leading off the top of the fourth here. Or top of the third, rather. Swing and a miss. 3-2.
Mills struck out her first at bat. Kylie fell behind, but now got the count full.
And that one inside gets away from the catcher as well. And Mills will take the walk on down to first base. And that'll bring up Ireland Hamill. And first pitch is in there for strike in zone one. And all batting with one out and one runner on. And that one foul away. No balls, two strikes. No balls and two strikes. Cubs leading in here 3-0. We're in the top of the third inning. And one outside for a ball. Thank you. That one's going to be popped up, and it's in foul. And out of play. One ball and two strikes. And the next pitch inside for a ball.
Just go right at her, Kyle. Mm-hmm.
Working with the, got yourself a little cushion there. Let's go ahead and go after her. Hell waits on the pitch. And blowing inside a ball. And that'll fill it 3-2. Runner at first, and the pitch, that one's going to be slapped foul toward the third base dugout. And infielder coming in to offer some words of encouragement to Baker.
Just go right at her, put her in the books.
Yep. And ball four, and that'll be a walk. And for Baker, that's her third walk of the game, and her second in the last few innings.
Up to bat, number nine, Maylee Jordan.
Maylee Jordan, the batter. She's been the starting pitcher for them. Now we're going to add to her... add to her abilities out there. Pitch fouled away.
Jordan with a single, her last at bat. She's definitely in that four hole for a reason.
Yeah. Two aboard. Only one out. Next pitch. Wow, that was, looks like it was pretty close from up here. And next pitch. Just missing.
Are you
going to
get in?
Yeah, Baker wants a chance. Softballs. Nice pitch. Foul back in the screen. Good thing the net is in the way. That would have been right in our laps.
Good job. Go right at him. Let the count to even.
And that one's going to be sky high. That's going to go foul.
Oh, no. Bounce around down there.
Oh, yep. All the suddenness that Dylan there lost is lawn chair. Luckily, he appears to be okay.
Make a play.
Well, so some pride.
Like they were trying to get out of the way. You know, do like they do in the bigs. Try to make a play.
And next pitch, taking for a ball. 2-2. And next pitch, missing as well. Ball four in. So Baker has walked the bases loaded now.
And there's Coach coming.
Coach Manuel Aikman coming out to make the check on Jasinski. Jasinski went through the first two innings pretty easily, but this one has given out all sorts of fits. And I'm kind of surprised that the ump hasn't gone up to break this out yet. Break this up yet. And now they break it apart. Working with a two-man umpire crew this evening.
Up to bat, 00, Haley Myers.
Next pitch. That one is going to be a little floater. Gets over Bowers in the left field. Not allow one to score. It's an RBI single for Myers to make it. Now 3-1. And now we'll bring Hannah Pettijohn.
Up to bat, number 7, Hannah Pettijohn.
And there's pitch taken for a strike. Lady Bears have got runners on every base here in the top of the third.
Pettijohn with a little soft fly ball to Kylie Baker.
Takes the next pitch upstairs, a ball. 0-2.
Wait, he called Oz there, Doug.
He called a ball on that?
Yes, he did.
I just naturally assume that'd be a strike because you don't get much better than that.
Yeah.
And 1-1. This one has been sent out to right center. Over is Kaylee Rodriguez for the catch. Tagging is going to be Hamill to score.
Hey, way to be Kaylee!
Up to that, number 5, Madison Hahn.
And now I'll bring up Madison Hahn. And now we're going to get a time call. Coach Olivia Van Hook said something to the base umpire. And first pitch is a strike call to Madeline Tillman. And that was going to be popped up. Rodriguez calling for it. She'll make the grab to retire the side, but in the inning, there were two runs on three hits and no strikeouts, and that is the end of the inning. We move on to the top of the fifth, and the Cubs are trailing this one now by a final score of 13-12.
Any property you see, call EB 979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. 225 Highway 290 East in Brigham or call 353-2033.
Call Texas Vein and Wellness Institute to schedule your free screening today at 281-888-1464.
Norman's Pharmacy. Independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
Fancy like Applebee's Bourbon Street Steak. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood at your local Applebee's in Brenham.
The Montgomery Lady Bears waiting to pitch to the Cubs. We're in the bottom half of the third inning. And come in with a 3-2 lead. Got to get the bats a chance to go to work here. You got Kaylin Rodriguez, Andy Beckendorf, and Kaylee Rodriguez. And right now, over in Magnolia West tonight with the Cubs and the Mustangs, and they're in the third inning. No score yet.
Interesting matchup. Key matchup for the Cubs.
Yeah. And one they need to have as well.
Keep it rolling.
And it is Brody Hayman pitching for the Cubs this evening. And so Kaylin Rodriguez up to bat here. And she sends us one high fly ball out to right. That's going to drop in for a base hit. Rodriguez going to take the turn. She's going to keep on running and end up at second base with a double.
And with that, Kaylin, you've got a candidate for the drive.
Yep, the Hyundai and Brenham drive of the game.
Up to bat, number 15, Annie Beckendorf.
And next pitch taken for a strike.
She sure did.
And next pitch up high for a ball. 1-1. Beckendorf with a single and scored. And takes the next pitch up high for a ball. Rodriguez at second. Nobody out here in the bottom of the third. And Beckendorf turns on this one. Is it going to stay fair? Nah, just hooked foul. She gave a pretty good ride on that one.
Tell you what, she had a blue darter down that left field line. Just turned on it a little too quick.
Two balls, two strikes.
She's like, okay.
And next pitch up high for a ball. And it's 3-2.
Anything close here, kid? And we'll take base runners anyway to get those runs back.
And down low ball four, and Beckendorf takes the walk. And now that's going to bring up Kaylee Rodriguez.
Up to bat, number 17, Kaylee Rodriguez.
And she squares one bunt and lays down a good one.
Bunt.
And they get the
safe. Oh, no.
Well,
that was close.
Her out. She made it close.
It was close.
But the main thing, she does her job, though, and gets Kaylin and Annie into scoring position.
Oh, no.
With Mackenzie Tiemann batting here.
Go back.
Really good bunt there by Kaylee Rodriguez.
Yeah, squares away the bunt. Oh, suicide squeeze. They're going to go home. And she's safe.
Under the chair. There you go.
And that suicide squeeze worked to perfection there as Kaylin slid underneath the tag. And that'll make it now 4-2, Cubettes. And Stella Landry, the batter now. And that one gets away, and Beckendorf coming home, she'll score. As the throw is coming, the catcher threw for home, and Beckendorf came by the throw, actually hit her in the chest. But she's okay, and heading back to the dugout. And meanwhile, Tiemann just kept right on running to third. And so it's now 5-2, Cubettes.
Number
Good job by the Cubettes getting those runs back.
Yeah, that certainly helps as Landry batting now.
Really good opportunity still to add to it. Only one out.
And next pitch, Landry sends this one a high fly ball, and it's going to hook and stay in the infield. Wynn held it up, and the shortstop makes the grab for out number two.
Up to bat, number 18, Kylie Baker.
That'll bring up Kylie Baker. Now Baker walked and walked her first time up, and now chance to help herself out with a bat. Team in the third, two down. Up high for a ball. And fouls that one away. Two more runs are in. Cubettes looking to add to that lead.
Kylie with an opportunity to help her own cause.
Yeah, one down low and good block in the dirt there by the Montgomery catcher. That was Madison Harrell.
Yeah, great, great, great block there by Harrell.
And that went back to the pitcher, and she'll fire on the first, and that will retire the side. But in the inning, the Cubettes did come up with two runs, two hits, there were no errors, and one run left on, and we have played through three. And the Cubettes lead it 5-2, back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Mill Creek Glass in Brenham. Add a touch of glass to your home with custom shower units, cabinet doors, and so much more.
Moeller Electric. Servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical installations and repairs. 836-7218.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and love they deserve. Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham, serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 19 years. 289-0436.
DDM Custom Metal Buildings. For barn dominiums, workshops, office buildings, and barns, visit ddmbuildings.com.
Strand Associates, decades of experience helping Brenham and Washington County grow through excellence in engineering.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo. Honest service and expert repairs on commercial trucks.
All right, as we come back here, it's time now for the Mattress Guys giveaway inning. Be the third caller to the KWHI studios at 979-836-9937, and you'll win a Malou Z pillow from the Mattress Guys valued at $60. Just call in to 979-836-9937 and be the third caller. This cooling gel convolution pillow is infused with gel to create a cooler sleeping atmosphere, and you can get yours at the Mattress Guys in Brenham. Owner Anthony Jasinski, a native of Brenham and former Cub baseball player, invites you to stop into his store, 2668 Highway 36 South of the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center. Stop in and check out their Sealy and Tempur-Pedic mattress sets and get a wide selection of pillows and sheets. Remember, one pillow per family per season if you want a pillow in the last 30 days. Sorry, you're not eligible. And we start off with, let's see, that was...
Kelly Devines.
And... pop up that's going to be caught by Kaylin Rodriguez for the first out.
After that, number 10, Tyler Kelly.
It's Tyler Kelly, the designated player batting. Kelly struck out her first time around. Cubettes leading it here 5-2 in the top of the fourth. I don't even know what you think. That swung and a missed. One ball and one strike.
Good fastball there by Kylie.
Next pitch is taking four balls. It's 2-1. Pie ball. 3-1 count now on Kelly. After that, it's back to the top of the order with Maddie Tillman and Kenlin Mills. That's one of the missed, and it's 3-2.
Oh, yes.
Strike three called. Good pitch there by Baker.
Just good fastball there. Right on that outside corner.
And that's going to bring up the leadoff hitter, Maddie Tillman. And a pie for a ball. 1-0 count. And back to the pitcher, and Baker is going to throw on to Rodriguez at first. And that will tie the side, and that is a three-up and three-down inning. Three-up and three-down, what a relief. Come to Brenham National Bank and get financial relief. They make banking fun. Member FDIC. And we are halfway through this one. Cubs lead at 5-2. And we head to the bottom of the fourth, back with the Whataburger recap after we hear these words from 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Make life easier and let Brenham Produce deliver your feed and do the heavy lifting for you.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family owns and operated dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Reliable Homes of Sealy, for the lowest prices on mobile homes in Texas, guaranteed.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the Old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street in Brenham.
Focused care at Brenham, providing inpatient rehabilitation and 24-hour nursing care, where your loved ones are treated like family.
T3 in Brenham, complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Hyundai of Brenham, Highway 290 West, offering Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty.
Tilleman Construction and Stegan Tilleman Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
And we are back, and it's Avery Maurer to lead things off here in the bottom of the fourth inning. And the first pitch to her is up high for a ball. It's time now for our Whataburger recap. And the Whataburger recap brought to you by Whataburger, 2801 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Juicy burgers, creamy malt milkshakes, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Adding big flavor to your hometown with online ordering available. Perfect in all 24 hours of the day. Next pitch is a strike call. And it's 1-1. Cubs got things started in the bottom of the second inning. Andy Beckendorf and Kaylee Rodriguez each had back-to-back singles. Mackenzie Tiemann bunted them over, and then it was Stella Landry on a sack fly scoring Beckendorf, and then Avery Maurer on an RBI single scoring Rodriguez to make it 2-0 Cubettes, and then we had another run, Kylie Baker in there as well, and that made it 3-0, and a leadoff single there for Maurer. That'll bring up Hallie Shield, and then the Lady Bears would cut it with a couple of runs in the top of the third. Pitches up high for a ball, and then the Cubs would get those runs back in the bottom of the third inning. It was a double by Kaitlin Rodriguez, a walk to Andy Beckendorf, Kaylee Rodriguez sack-bunted them over, and then it was Thiemann with the RBI, and then Beckendorf scored on a wild pitch. And runner going throw down, and Maurer's in there safely. And that is your Whataburger recap.
Second stolen base of the evening for Avery.
She'll have been on base twice with a walk and been hit by a pitch. And that one up high. And that'll make it 2-1. And up high for a ball. Three balls, one strike. And a pop ball four, and Shield draws another walk. And that'll put two on now for Sarah Mabee.
Up to bat, number 14, Sarah Mabee.
Cubs with a 5-2 lead here. And maybe with a single. And they're going to hold Maurer. And so bases are going to be loaded. And that'll bring up Kaylin Rodriguez now. Rodriguez doubled her last time up. We've got a chance for a big RBI opportunity here. Bases loaded, nobody out. And smacks this one in, base hit. And they're going to wave Shield home as well. So Maurer and Shield score. And it's a two-run single for Rodriguez. And that'll make it 7-2, Cubettes. And Annie Beckendorf, the batter.
Up to bat, number 15, Annie Beckendorf.
Yeah, first pitch to Beckendorf up high for a ball. It's 1-0.
Cubettes making those at-bats count.
They certainly are. Pitch is popped up and foul. One ball, one strike. And pitch is down low ball. Beckendorf going to pop that one up, and that's going to go foul.
I can actually see that one, Doug.
Yeah.
Just missed it.
Down in the bullpen area, and so two balls and two strikes. And Beckendorf smacks that one into the left field corner. And left fielder up there to keep it a solid single, and it's going to be an RBI single for Beckendorf. And he's been on base all three times tonight. Maybe scores to make it 8-2.
Kaylee Rodriguez.
And that'll bring up Kaylee Rodriguez. Kaylee with a single, a run scored, and a sack bunt. And that one, a ground ball to third. All third baseman Bob on the belt. Both the third baseman and the shortstop tried to pick it up, too, behind her, and they both missed it. And so the runners are going to be safe everywhere. And so the bases are going to be loaded for Mackenzie Thiemann. And still nobody out here in the bottom of the fourth.
That's about number 9, Mackenzie Thiemann.
We're going to call that E5, correct?
Yes. And also, I think we better go ahead and normally we don't do this in the same inning as the recap, but the way this is looking, we might not get a bottom of the fifth inning. So
we better pick it up.
We better go ahead, and we're going to start the home run inning this inning from Nathan's Barbecue and Buccaneer Food Store.
It's actually no outs. So,
yeah, so. Yeah. And we've already had six batters this inning. And so we're going to start it off with Mackenzie Tiemann. And Mackenzie hitting for?
Marcus Finley. Is that how you read
it? Yeah, that's what I think. And $20 worth of gasoline if a Cabette hits a home run or if they hit a double or triple, it's a rack of ribs. Tiemann had an RBI single last time up and smacks this one to short. They're going to go home for one, and that is all they're going to get.
Nice play there by the shortstop. Fielding it cleanly, throw to home, get that lead runner.
And so now that's going to bring up Stella Landry. And
no luck for Marcus. Good luck to Gary Weiss.
Gary Weiss, you're up next. Stella, sack flyer for. Actually, they're going to have Nevaeh Holmes bat for Stella Landry.
Simple, kiddo.
So Holmes coming up here as a pinch hitter.
Ooh, Nevaeh, what a chance to make an impact here.
Yeah.
And only one out.
Yeah.
So we're good.
And pitch to Holmes. And she's
look at here.
That's going to drop, and that is going to be a base hit. And two runs are going to come in. It's a two-run single for Nevaeh Holmes. That'll make it 10-2, Cubettes. And scoring on the play were Beckendorf and Kaylee Rodriguez. And Mackenzie team in the second. And now they'll bring up Kylie Baker.
And I got to move on. Sorry, Gary.
And
Olivia Weiss.
Yeah.
There we go.
Wonder, any relation?
Could be.
Up to bat, number 11, Kinley Ankoviak.
And now Kinley Ankoviak going to bat for Kylie Baker.
All right, Kinley, relax. Keep it rolling.
And Kobiak back to the pitcher. And she will go to first for the out. And so that's two away now. We go back to the top of the batting order with Avery Maurer. And Avery's going to be hitting four.
Up the bat for Avery Maurer.
Gresser.
From Carmine.
Carmine, Texas.
Brady, you are up next. Avery's 2-for-2 with a pair of singles. She's also driven in a run and scored a run. First pitch to her is a ball. As we said, $20 worth of gas or a rack of ribs. And the pitch is taken for a strike. 1-1.
Avery working on a pretty good night. See if she can add to it.
And down low for a ball. Yeah, Tiemann at third, Holmes at second. And a pie for a ball. And that'll make it 3-1. By the way, don't forget Buccaneer Food Store, your convenient quick stop for gas, authentic homemade breakfast tacos, and original meat and fruit kolaches. And you can also visit Nathan's Barbecue inside for lunch specials daily. And Maurer turns and almost had the $20 winner there.
Almost. Smoked the line drive.
And don't forget at Nathan's, you can get barbecue ribs, pork, brisket, side orders, barbecue sandwiches, stuffed baked potatoes with your choice of toppings. And remember their motto.
Ain't no fear about our rib.
And Maurer swings and misses. She's down on strikes.
And that'll retire the side. So in the inning for the Cubettes, they do put five runs on the board, and they're taking the lead 10-2. We're on to the fifth inning after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Citizens State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1985. An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto, Brenham's go-to place for routine auto care. Highway 290 West, next to Apple 4.
Shop where the builders shop, Woods and Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, providing a family-oriented community with multiple tiers of membership.
Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles, family-oriented general and cosmetic dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 9:45 and Wednesdays at 6:30. And remember, let your light shine.
Kay's Mud Hut, Brenham's doggy resort. Let your pets relax, put their paws up, and stay a while.
Brob's Fun Center in Brenham for your new and pre-owned power sports vehicles and all your service needs.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignments and balancing.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait, go see Blake.
And as we come back here, we got a new pitcher out there, TL.
Hey, no doubt about it. Good to see Della Jasinski come back on the mound.
And she is out there warming up, getting ready for the inning. And this pitching change is brought to you by Wellman Insurance. Make the change to Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance is insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, home, personal, and business. Give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. That's 836-3613.
Up to bat, number one, Kim Mills.
And it'll be Kimlin Mills to lead it off here against Ella Jasinski. And first pitch, swung out and missed, and 0-1. Next one, right in there for a strike.
Yes, there you go.
And that one, a shot into left field for a base hit as Mills took it the opposite way.
Up to bat, number 23, Ireland.
And Ireland handled the batter. And next pitch. Wow. Pretty good from here. Umpire says ball one.
It didn't look pretty good. It looked real good.
Yeah. And Jasinski into the line. Next pitch coming. Inside for a ball. Runner makes a break. Now going to throw down. And Landry overshot second base. Luckily, Tiemann was there to back it up and keep it going. Keep it from going in the outfield.
Yeah, and Stella just got a little ahead of herself there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a runner at second now. And that one foul at the first base side.
Yeah, really good to see Della back after. She's been nursing a weak arm. I guess that's a good way to say it, right?
Well, some shoulder soreness from what I understand. And swung on and missed.
Good lively fastball there on that outside corner.
And two balls, two strikes. Eric. And this is a good game to work her back here because you got an 8-run lead. You got plenty of cushion there. And just got to go out there and just get some outs. And that one, a ground ball to short, knocked down. Maurer throw to third.
Oh, what a play.
The runner at third. Heads up play. Maurer to Beckendorf.
Good job.
It's a one away. And I believe we got a new right fielder out there as well.
Oh, that's Kenley.
And
that's who that would be, yes.
Kenley and Kobiak staying in, and Kaylee Rodriguez now out.
I missed that one. I apologize.
And that one's going to send out to center. Back goes Shield. And oh, a missover catch.
Nice catch.
And that's two down now. And Della giving the thumbs up. She appreciates the effort there by Hallie.
And if anybody could make that play, Hallie can.
Yeah.
Hey, Doug, we failed to mention something a while ago. Great pork sandwiches from
Memphis. Yes, they were. Very much so. Yeah, that one foul away. No balls and a strike.
They do have other sandwiches other than beef, guys. That pork sandwich was first class.
And this one, ground ball, slow roller, Maurer up with it, fires across to Rodriguez, and that'll retire the side. And so in the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Cubs lead at 10-2, back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Thrivent Financial. See agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Aschenbeck, Henny Molly, Barney Lush, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
In the market for a new ride? Stop in at Apple Ford in Brenham and ask for Johnny, the car guy.
3F Tree Transplanting. The best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3FTreeTransplanting.com.
WC Tractor. Serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at wctractor.com.
Brenham Family Dental, offering exams and x-rays and accepting new patients at 2001 South Market in Brenham.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Forever Young Resale Shop, 701 East Commerce, for gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Collier Construction, time-honored values and innovative strategies since 1938.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford and Hyundai of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
And on we go here to the bottom half of the fifth inning. Cubs with a 10-2 lead, and they'll be sending up Allie Shield, Sarah Mabee, and Kaylin Rodriguez. And Shield will be the first up. She's been on base three times. Doesn't have an official at bat yet, but she's walked twice and been hit by a pitch and also scored a run.
Up to bat, number one.
Well, won't affect your batting average. That on base percentage will go up quite a bit.
That OB on base percentage does go up.
Squares away the bunt, pulls the bat back, and takes a strike 0-1.
Sometimes that is a forgotten statistic, Doug.
Yeah. And Shield sends this one a high fly ball. Center fielder back and will make the catch for out number one.
She gave it a ride.
Yeah. And now Sarah Mabee, the batter. Mabee is 1-for-3 with a single and a run scored. And Mabee smacks this one to left. That's going to drop in for a hit. And Mabee 2-for-4 tonight.
You ready, KK?
I think I'll try to call it again, Doug.
After
that, number 20. Kalen Rodriguez, the batter here. Kalen, 2 for 3, got a single, a double, 2 RBIs, and a run scored.
Kalen working on a really good night.
And she played some mean first base, too, tonight.
She's done a really good job. Very good job.
And a pie for a ball.
He has no clue.
Yeah, one bounced up there, a ball. Pitch was a strike called, and it's 2-1. And a pie, and that's a walk to Rodriguez that will put two aboard now. And brings up Andy Beckendorf.
Up to bat, number 15, Andy Beckendorf.
Now I'm going to roll the dice.
And wild pitch. The runners will move up. And so now Beckendorf, she could win this thing with a long single. And a pie for a ball. 2-0 count now on Annie Beckendorf. She's been on base all three times, 2 singles and a walk. Also 3 runs scored and an RBI.
A little respect for Annie. Jordan being very careful with her.
And a pie for a ball. And ball 4, Beckendorf draws the walk, and that'll load the bases now. And that'll bring up Kaylee Rodriguez.
Up to bat.
Rodriguez is single. She reached on there. Also laid down a sack bunt. She's also scored a couple of runs. And first pitch to her up high. Gets away from the catcher. Runner coming. Oh, man. Coming in to score is maybe on the wild pitch. And that'll make it 11-2. So Cubettes just need one more run. And the run rule will be into effect. Still only one out in the inning. Runners at second and third. Is it from Rodriguez would win it. And this one a fly ball.
What do you think?
Runner tagging. She's coming home and throws offline, and that's going to do it. Sack fly, Kaylee Rodriguez, and the Cubettes win it 12-2 as Kaylin Rodriguez scores. And what a way to finish this one up, and a big win for the Brenham Cubettes. That is going to send us to our postgame show.
And this broadcast of Brenham Combat Softball made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. Postgame show made possible by Conjura Tile, Performance Health and Wellness, Thielman Construction, The Mattress Guys, Woodman Life, John Breeden with State Farm, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham, Hody Real Estate, WC Tractor, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Hyundai of Brenham, Nathan's Barbecue, DDM Pipe and Steel, and the Bank of Brenham. And back with the postgame after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Spring is in the air, and that means I'm here to help you spring into a good night's sleep with Mattress Guys. Hi, I'm Anthony Jasinski, Brenham's own Mattress Guy. Are your mattress springs giving you a hard time? Stop by my store and check out some of our reliable brands like Sealy and Tempur-Pedic. We have everything from cooling technology to just good old-fashioned comfort. And remember, the best buys are with Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center, or call 836-1010 today.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
Hi friends, Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham. Whether it's between innings or a pitching change, a break in the action is plenty of time to use Bank of Brenham's fast and easy to use mobile app or online banking. By the time the action resumes, you could have checked balances, deposited funds, or paid bills. To learn more, go to bankbob.com or call us at 836-3332. Bank of Brenham is a proud supporter of the Cubs and Cubettes. Go Cubs and bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Member FDIC.
Hyundai of Brenham boasts an extensive inventory designed to cater to a diverse range of driving preferences and needs, from sleek, fuel-efficient sedans to spacious SUVs. Their selection is equipped to please. They're conveniently located, making it easy for you to stop by and discover your next vehicle. Hyundai of Brenham is proud to sponsor the Brenham Cubs, Cubettes, Blinn Bucks, and the Lady Bucks during this baseball-softball season. They believe in fostering community spirit and supporting local teams. Drop by at 1710 Highway 290 West in Brenham and see why they're the preferred choice for drivers.
And back we go here to Alumni Field, welcoming you into the postgame show. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you, and the Brenham Combats, they win it via the run rule tonight, 12-2. And this was a good night for them to just be here home in front of the home crowd and get what was a pretty easy win tonight.
Oh, no doubt about it, Doug. A good solid game, a good solid hitting all through the lineup for the Cubettes tonight. They get runners in scoring position and do an excellent job of getting those runs across the plate. So a must win for the Cubettes. They get the must win.
Yeah.
Put this one aside. Look forward to Tuesday, one game at a time.
Yeah, and that's going to be a big showdown with Magnolia West. And we've got Coach Van Hook. And it looks like she's got Annie and Caitlin coming with her tonight. Yeah, so we'll let them make their way up here into the booth. But once again, that final score, 12-2. Got an unfortunate update from over at over in Magnolia West. And the guys are losing 3-0 there. That's in the bottom half of the fifth inning. And we'll keep you up to date in case it goes final before we get off the air. And right now we're going to welcome in Annie Beckendorf. And Annie, congratulations on this win tonight.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, this was one y'all needed here. And y'all came out and just start to finish took care of business.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We really offensively, we dominated in the plate. And then no errors on the infield, outfield. So I think we overall did really good.
Yeah, and you had a big night at the plate there, on base all four times. Looked like you were seeing the ball real well.
Yes, sir. My goal was not to do too much, especially with, like, the slower pitching, not to do too much in the plate, and so I think we all did really well with that.
Yeah, and I thought Kylie did a great job through those first few innings, and then how great was it for y'all to have Della back out there tonight?
Oh, it's great. You know, she's been working on and off the field. And just to have her back in the circle is just, like, really uplifting for us. So we're really glad she's back.
All right, Annie, thanks for joining us. And let's get Caitlin in here.
And Kaylin, welcome in, and big night for you as well tonight. You had on base three times. You had a couple of hits, a couple of RBIs, scored a couple of runs, and this is a big win for you gals tonight.
Yes, sir. Like Annie said, we weren't trying to do much, but we knew we needed to come out and compete, and we did just that. And it felt really good to go out and dominate a team we needed to beat to make us have a better chance at playoffs, and it felt really good.
Yeah, and one thing Annie brought up, and I thought it was important too, no errors in the field tonight. And when y'all play that solid defense, it definitely gives y'all the best chance to win.
Yes, sir. We've been struggling making a few errors here and there, but we knew we needed to tighten it up, and we did just that, and it felt really good to go out, compete, and make the plays we needed to make. And we did just that.
Yeah, and this was a team y'all needed to beat. And, of course, that sets up the big showdown coming up Tuesday with Magnolia West. And after what happened last time we played them, I know y'all are looking for another shot at them.
Yes, sir. We know we need to go out there and compete, take care of business one at a time, one inning at a time, one pitch at a time. And that's what we're doing. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to just compete and go all out.
All right, Kaylin, thanks for joining us. And let's get Coach Van Hook in. And, Coach, congratulations on this win here tonight.
Yeah, that was a big one for us. You know, when you talk about the remaining games of district play, that was definitely a win that we needed to kind of keep us in the crunch for a playoff spot. So we took care of business tonight, and we're ready for the next one.
Yeah, and I thought it looked like everybody top to bottom in the lineup contributing tonight, and That I know is especially important going forward.
Yeah, I thought our timely hitting was a lot better tonight. And not just 1 through 9 being able to hit, but even the kids coming off the bench. You know, Nevaeh Holmes coming up with a big two-run RBI, you know, big-time hit. And just all around, everybody off the bench came in and did their job and just really pleased with how we played tonight overall. You know, 10 hits, 0 errors, it's a good win for us.
Exactly. And I'd ask Annie this, and I was going to ask you that. For the team, how great was it to have Della get a chance to get back out there tonight?
Well, I don't know if y'all heard the entire stands, but it sounded like the entire town of Brenham was cheering whenever she stepped out on that circle. You know, I think her teammates are proud of her and happy that she was able to get back there. And I know for Della, it's been a rough couple weeks, but, you know, she hasn't given up, and she's been really working on herself and working on her pitching. And, you know, she finally got to a spot where she said, look, Coach, I'm ready whenever you need me. You know, and I thought tonight was the perfect test to that. And, you know, she's hanging in there, and she's doing well. And I just thought, you know, for the town of Brenham and our community, just to cheer her on like that, that it was kind of a surreal moment. It almost brought tears to my eyes, you know. But her, along with these other five seniors with her, you know, they've contributed so much. And I'm just happy that she was able to step out on Alumni Field and pitch again.
Yeah, and, of course, next week is a big week. Final two games of the regular season and playoffs hanging in the balance. And we want to wish y'all all the very best. And let's go get them.
Absolutely. We're going to do our best.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
And we'll send you back to the studios. And here's some more from our sponsors.
Warm up with preseason savings on New Holland Compact Tractors at WC Tractor in Brenham. Get 0% financing for 60 months or a free loader on Workmaster and Boomer Compact Tractors and the Workmaster 25S Subcompact Tractor. Whatever model you choose, you'll get efficient power and an easy-to-operate package that handles a wide range of chores. Buy now and you'll take home loads of savings, too. See WC Tractor in Brenham now for details. Offer ends March 31st. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approved. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
Are you looking for a new home or wanting to sell your ranch? Hody Real Estate has been active in all aspects of real estate since 1978. They're family-owned and operated in the heart of downtown Brenham with everything from residential and country homes, farms and ranches, unimproved lots, acreage, and commercial property. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 836-8532 and receive the professional real estate marketing and representation you deserve. Hody Real Estate, roots for the home team this baseball softball season.
There are a lot of different components to a steel structure, but there's only one place you can go for everything you need. DDM Pipe and Steel in Brenham and Bastrop. From contractors to do-it-yourselfers, DDM Pipe and Steel has what you need for your metal building or fencing project. DDM's experienced staff will make sure you have the right hardware and accessories and help you select building or roof panels, welding supplies, flat plate or angle iron, even roll up and walk through doors. Stop by and see them or visit them online at DDMBuildings.com.
Wayne and Clarence of Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes baseball and softball teams this season. We're cheering on the Cubs and Cubettes into another successful season leading into the playoffs. We wish them a swift and safe victory this spring. Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
All right, and we come back here. It's time now to name our John Breeden star of the game. And we had several candidates, Tommy, tonight that we could have chose from, but we picked one in particular.
No doubt about it. Was one of your guests.
Yeah.
Did a really good job tonight. But Annie Beckendorf, not a bad night at the office. 2 for 2, walked twice, scored 3 times, and had an RBI. I'll take that night any day of the week.
Yeah, so, and good Annie, solid defense in the field there, too.
Oh, yes, she did. No doubt about it. As always, solid third base. Annie Beckendorf. Our John Breeden star of the game.
And the star of the game is sponsored by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden, 2006 South Day Street in Brenham. For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, it's insurance you can trust. And now for our Hyundai of Brenham drive of the game. And this was a little easier because it was our only extra base hit of the game.
No doubt about it. And this young lady, she was one of those, working on, she was definitely one of the candidates considering for that star of the game. But Kaylin Rodriguez back in the bottom of the third came up and got a solid double to start off another scoring point there. Also went 2 for 3, so not a bad night at all. But Kaylin Rodriguez, our Hyundai of Brenham drive of the game.
Drive off in a new Hyundai today. Hyundai of Brenham offers a fantastic selection of vehicles, flexible financing options, expert auto services, and exceptional customer service. Whether you're in the market for a sedan, SUV, or truck, they've got something for you. Their dedicated team is there to assist you every step of the way, ensuring you find the perfect vehicle to suit your needs. Come visit them at 1710 Highway 290 West in Brenham and see why they're the preferred choice for drivers in our community. Back with a final wrap-up after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Are you searching for a healthier lifestyle? Living with everyday stress? Are you an injured athlete, a weekend warrior, or something in between? At Performance Health and Wellness, Dr. Reagan and her staff are ready to get you feeling your best with chiropractic care for all walks of life, aesthetic services for all skin types, and counseling services for ages 6 to 17. Make an appointment today at Performance Health and Wellness by calling 979-451-9111 or by visiting the new office at 301 East Academy Street in Brenham.
Kenjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the students of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenjura Tile wish good luck to the Brenham High School and Blinn baseball and softball teams, and thanks to all the coaches, parents, and the schools for all their hard work and contributions in making this experience possible for the young people of Washington County. Kenjura Tile says, go, play, win.
So, now that the baby is coming, I guess we'll need to get life insurance?
Woodman Life.
What?
Good company. And they give back. That's what cinched it for your dad and me. Look, you need life insurance. You might as well get it from a company that does charitable works in the communities it serves.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring, Christine Muehlbrand, Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction, remodeling, or plumbing repairs? Tielemann Construction and Steget Tielemann Plumbing have been serving this community for over 64 and 47 years, respectively. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Tielemann Construction and Steget Tielemann Plumbing your first choice for any of your residential needs. Tielemann Construction and Steget Tielemann Plumbing are proud to sponsor the local area athletes and are cheering for the Cubs and Cubettes during this baseball and softball season.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank with Texas Farm Credit in Brenham. If you're thinking about buying property or even a new home, our team at Texas Farm Credit can help you finance it. Texas Farm Credit is an agricultural lending cooperative that's been helping Texans grow for more than 100 years. We share our earnings with our members through our cash back patronage program. The more we earn, the more we return. Let us tailor a financing package just for you. We offer competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Come see us at 1301 Highway 290 East or online at texasfarmcredit.com/Brenham.
State Farm can insure your car, your home, your possessions, but infinitely more precious and important, State Farm can insure your family's future. State Farm agent John Breeden can set up the right life insurance policy to protect your family's interest if the need arises. Life insurance from State Farm is tailored to fit your individual needs. So visit State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's life insurance made for you.
And back we go one final time here to Alumni Field. And Doug Brenham, Tommy Lange with you. And a big win here tonight for the Brenham Cubettes as they look forward to that big showdown next week with Magnolia West. And I have to say, the second half, after struggling the first half of district, really the second half, it seems like this team is starting to come together now.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Such a great point, Doug. There are two positive things that I've seen. Actually, three. Of course, excellent job by the Cubette coaching staff preparing these young ladies for this game, focusing on this ball game. And, you know, you mentioned it earlier, just a solid performance straight through the lineup from top to bottom for the Cubettes. Last point. Such a great thing to see Della Desinski come out and pitch one solid inning this evening.
Certainly did, and that's going to do it for us here tonight. Our next broadcast tomorrow afternoon, we're going to be out at Holt Park with the Blinn Buccaneers as they've got a big doubleheader with Coastal Bend College. That one's scheduled to get underway at 1 o'clock. 12:35 pregame here on KWHI. And I want to thank Austin back at the studios for his fine work on the boards. Big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And, of course, thank you to our sponsors who make our broadcast possible. And for all of us here at KWHI Sports, it's Doug and Tommy saying goodnight, everybody.